Hello, on today's show, a special edition featuring the latest batch of new releases, and I'll be looking ahead to some jazz highlights coming up in 2017 in the company of Kevin Lejeune.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night, repeats and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Anything come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and it repeats, it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. Just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Curtis Steiger's channeling the energy of Old Blue Eyes. That's taken from the new album, which celebrates the 50th anniversary of the live album Sinatra at the Sands, which featured Frank Sinatra with the Count Basie Orchestra. And now Curtis brings his own version of the Sinatra-Basie chemistry to his release, One More for the Road. He's collaborating brilliantly with the Danish Radio Big Band. Well, I hope you've had a great start to 2017. I'm pleased to welcome my first guest of the year, Kevin Lejeune, who's brought along some great music. Hi, Kevin, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Claire.
So, Kevin, give us a flavour of what we've got to look forward to on today's show.
Well, we're truly international. We're going to Puerto Rico with the alto saxophonist Miguel Zenon. It's a brilliant new album. And then there's another great saxophonist from America, James Brandon Lewis. And yet another saxophonist from London this time is Camilla George. So there's a little bit of a sax theme going on. Camilla's album is her debut. It's called Isang, which really draws on her African Caribbean roots. And I mean that literally, because she has roots in both Nigeria and Grenada. Isang is an Ibibio word for journeys, and it's all about her journey into her culture. in the broadest possible sense. Mm. She's looking at a lot of Nigerian folklore. So you'll hear some high life as well as calypso and swing. And there's a lovely blues feel to the album as well. She's got a very, very good quartet of young players. And as you can hear on this track that we're going to play, Song for Reds, she really knows how to sing through the saxophone.
Well, let's hear it. Camilla George from her debut album and Song for Reds. Thank you. Song for Reds by Camilla George with her quartet, and that's taken from her debut album, which is out now on Ubuntu Records, called Isang. And she really is at the start of her career, and wonderful to have an album to sort of launch it, isn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely. She has a lot of promise. As I say, she's been really making a name for herself through her work with Jazz Jamaica. But this quartet is very, very good. It's young, and they're all players who have a lot of energy. Femi Colioso on drums, Daniel Casimir on bass, and Sarah Tandy on piano.
Great. Well, my first choice, Kevin, is from an album that just came out last year, and it's by one of the singers who I grew up with on the UK jazz scene. She's now based in New York. It's the award-winning Irish singer-composer Christine Tobin. She's really well known for her affinity with poets and her fabulous gift of being able to set poems to really unique melodies, which she carefully crafts and then brings to life with a totally original voice. I don't know if you're a fan, but she's...
I am. She's done that consistently.
She really has. And I think that her voice gets warmer and actually more flexible as she's maturing. So this time she's teamed up with the Pulitzer Prize-winning Irish poet Paul Muldoon. And it's really different from anything she's done before. She was awarded a PRS commission to make this album, and the new direction and soundscape crosses lots of musical styles. Some of it is surprisingly rocky and funky, which I really liked. But I've chosen this track from the album. It's called I'd Know You Anywhere, and I really like the feel of it, and of course the lyrics, which are, I think, Paul Muldoon at his very best.
Once it was herds of bison that we're free to roam. Now it's Verizon, now it's Vodafone. When you call me from Heathrow to arrange a drive, I was working on the theory that no one would get shot. You just past USA, we'd never met before, we'd never met before, but I'd know you anywhere. Hotel on Whitcomb Street.
Christine Tobin singing I'd Know You Anywhere, which is taken from her new release out on the Trail Bell Records called Pelt. And with Christine, you heard Phil Robson on guitars, Liam Noble played the piano, Gareth Lacrane on flutes, Richard Jones on violin, Kate Short on cello, Dave Whitford playing the bass, and Simon Lee on the drums. Kevin, what did you think of that?
Really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised, because she has been one of the most courageous and I think consistently adventurous artists in British jazz for the best part of 20 years.
I agree. Very unique and original take. I mean, this whole thing with poetry, setting wonderful words, quite pressure actually to go to these wonderful poets. I've written a melody to your poem. I mean, that's...
Well, let's not forget that she worked with the great Don Patterson in the early stage of her career, and she's always been interested in literature. She's always been interested in words. Some singers will just use words as notes, but she is definitely interested in the meaning and feeling of words. And poetry is, I think, it's a first love for her.
Well, 2017 marks the centenary of the great pianist Thelonious Monk. And in a couple of weeks' time on Jazz Lineup, you'll be able to hear saxophonist Tony Coffey's performance, which we recorded at the end of November during the London Jazz Festival, where he celebrated the music of Monk. Kevin, you've brought in a classic track from Monk's vast library, sung by Carmen McRae, my absolute favourite. Tell us about this track.
This is In Walk Bud, which has a special place in my heart because this is a Thelonious Monk tune that I love to dance to. And he's such a one-off, kind of very, very idiosyncratic, very unique character in jazz. And people tend to focus on how kind of strange to a certain extent he is, and his music is very, very distinctive. Yet at the same time, we shouldn't forget that it's also very joyous.
It is.
Really accessible. You can dance to this, and we did dance to it. We still dance to it because it's so uplifting. And this piece also has lyrics by the great John Hendricks as well. So what a combination. Thelonious Monk's music, Carmen McRae's voice, and John Hendricks's words. This is In Walk Bud.
Dizzy, he was screaming next to Opie, who was beaming. Monk was thumping, suddenly in warm blood, and then they got into something. Bias played a mean sax, Mr. Max Roach beat a mean axe. Monk was thumping in warm blood, and then the joint started jumping. Every hip stood ready to buzz and see a town. Taking that note nobody wrote, putting it down. Opie pulled a mean string down and dizzy, played a hip that Monk was stumping, suddenly in walk, but then they got into something. Every hip stud really does bud when he hits town. Taking that note nobody wrote, putting it down. O.P. pulled a mean string down and did it, played a hip thing. Monk was something, suddenly in war, but then they got into something.
Carmen McRae singing In Walked Bud, written by Thelonious Monk with a lyric by John Hendricks. And you're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, and I'm joined by Kevin Ajonra. Together we're navigating through some new releases of 2017 and looking ahead to some of the jazz highlights coming up this year. Kevin, steer us on to another jazz highlight for this year.
Okay, the alto saxophonist from Puerto Rico, Miguel Zenon, who is a musician who I've been following for the best part of 15 years or so, has a really brilliant album called Típico, which I think cements his position as one of the leading exponents of not Latin jazz, because that's not really what he's doing. He's doing jazz which draws on Latin American and Puerto Rican folklore, but giving it a new twist. He's very, very modern in his approach, mm-hmm. yet at the same time he's going deep into the roots and the folklore of the music, and he's come up with something which is really unique. He has this brilliant band, Luis Perdomo on piano, Henry Cole on drums, and the great Austrian bass player Hans Klavishnik. And the track that I've chosen is the title piece, and you'll hear it's just stunning.
The very foot tapping Típico from saxophonist Miguel Senón, and that's his 10th recording as a leader. And that new release is out on February the 10th on the Miel label. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much for bringing that in. Well, this year also marks the centenary of the very first Lady of Jazz, the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald, whose 100th birthday is on April the 25th. And of course, there'll be many glittering tributes paid to her as the year unfolds, all of us wishing to doff our caps to the one of the truly great jazz singers. Kevin, you must be a fan of Ella Fitzgerald. Who isn't a fan of Ella Fitzgerald?
Massive fan, especially when she's singing with Louis Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, let's hear something from a history-making session, another great collaboration, but this time with Duke Ellington. And the whole lineup is a who's who of jazz greats, including saxophonist Ben Webster, trumpet player Clark Terry is fantastic, the great Ray Brown on bass. And this is the classic 1936 Ellington tune, Caravan.
Shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Night, 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 and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan. To the magic
taken from the great album Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook, and that was recorded in New York and Hollywood during 1957. And that was Caravan, written by Duke Ellington, and the lyrics were by Irving Mills. And what a great arrangement. Really love that. I'm looking forward to more Ella in 2017 as we celebrate her centenary. Kevin, tell us about the next track we're going to hear.
OK, this is from the American saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, who made an impact last year with a really interesting album called Divine Travels, where he basically took the whole gospel jazz tradition in a very, very fresh direction. He was doing pieces like Wade in the Water, but not as they'd been done before. And this new album, No Filter, sees him taking another tradition, which is soul jazz and funk and blues and hip-hop, and again putting his own spin on it. It's very rugged, very raw. At times it's quite free, quite out there. But the track that we're going to play, Bittersweet, is very poignant. It's a lovely track which features the wordless vocal of Nicholas Ryan Gant and these really subtle guitar chords from Anthony Pirog, who joined James's trio. So that's James on tenor sax, Luke Stewart on bass guitar, and Warren Crudup III on drums.
Lovely. Let's hear it. Bittersweet.
Thank you.
James Brandon Lewis, taken from his album No Filter, and that was the track Bittersweet. So, Kevin, what else are we looking forward to this year?
Well, in terms of gigs, I'm really looking forward to Avishai Cohen, the great Israeli bass player, who is performing with the BBC Concert Orchestra at the Barbican on February the 9th, which I think will be quite a special gig.
That'd be amazing. I'm looking a little bit further ahead into the lovely, gorgeous, carefree summer days where the Love Supreme Festival has just announced its first major act, George Benson, the great George Benson, will be down on those fields in Glynde. So I'll be there at the front.
I think I'll be there too.
And what else?
Well, the London Jazz Festival later on in the year, in November, when it gets less sunny and less warm, is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. So that's going to be quite special.
Kevin, thank you very much for coming in. Happy New Year once more.
And to you, Claire. It's my pleasure entirely.
From me, Claire Martin, until next time. Bye-bye.